Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, dumbstruck yesterday by what occurred at the nation's capital. Now, Congress has confirmed President-elect Joe Biden's win, defying what was a mob attack yesterday as Trump supporters descended on the Capitol at the behest of the President of the United States, Donald Trump himself. It turned violent. It turned destructive. They breached the Capitol. They got into the chambers. They even got into Nancy Pelosi's office. The criticism has come from everywhere. There is even talk that aides to President Donald Trump talked about the 25th Amendment during this crisis and the issue of what is ultimately domestic terrorism, even though the president is supporters would like to say this is protest.
Well, look, Donald Trump should be disciplined for what he did. He should be impeached. The 25th Amendment should be enacted. He should be thrown out on his keister. This is the most dangerous moment that this country has seen in a long, long time. Ironically, I think the Congress, most Republicans and Democrats, came to their senses and said, we have to get this confirmation done now, because otherwise they have won and we have lost. And they did what they needed to do. It took all night, but they had to do it, because if they didn't, they would have lost. Now, when you take a look at these pictures and you see huge Trump signs and F Biden signs and things of that kind, you say, where are these things coming from? What, these people make them in their basements? No, these are professionally made flags. They're coming from somewhere. And Donald Trump, of course, instigated it. He said, go to the Capitol. He's still at the point at which he is in absolute, if not denial, then in maniacal approach to keeping himself in office. Well, that's not going to happen now. Now, look, we're not done yet. I have said all along he has no bottom. I said there was going to be an attempted coup. I'm sorry, I'm not playing. I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you. And I've been getting notes all night long from people who have been saying, yeah, you called this, Alan. And I keep writing back to them and saying, I wish I hadn't. Well, I'm also telling you that there's still days left, and he'll do anything in his despicable power to stay in office. And by no means should anybody say, well, he's now tried it and it didn't work, because there are still other things he will and has tried. For those Republicans who stayed with the president, they are going to be branded as cowards, as miscreants, and as people who, for the rest of their lives, will know that they tried to bring down the United States government. In this case, it really has become a great moment, in a way, of American democracy, in which the Congress and the people have stood up and said, no, you're not going to pull this, you crap head.
Well, and so many commentators yesterday saying we look like a banana republic. They had former military people saying this is like when we were in Baghdad. The president, meanwhile, took two tweets, then a third, a video, all of which seemed to pour gasoline onto the fire. And then his latest statement this morning, Alan, he says, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. What about the president, as you say, the lying, lying, lying liar, would have us believe that?
Well, David, the one thing that's interesting here is he knows he's really up against it, and he knows people are angry enough to be talking about impeaching him. And so all of a sudden he's admitting that he lost the election for the first time. That's extraordinary. And it means that he knows he has now taken this as close to the line as it's going to be. Look, the Democrats are going to become the ascendant party. They're going to have the Senate, the House, and they're going to have the presidency. There will be investigations of what happened yesterday. There will be committees that are going to be taking testimony. This stuff, these flags, the orders to get to the Capitol from the president, those are all things that will be looked into. Now, several people have been arrested already. 63 people, I think I read this morning, have been arrested. One woman was fatally shot at the Capitol, and three others died elsewhere. Congress people were put at risk. Their lives were now on the line. People were climbing up the side of the Capitol. People were busting windows in the Capitol. There must be accountability. Somebody's going to have to be held accountable for what happened here. And I think this is going to be seen as a moment when American democracy defined itself, but also when nobody can be above the law. And the President of the United States got them down there. He incentivized them. And then he said, we love you. Nothing could be more reprehensible than that.
And now to what you hinted at when you mentioned the flags. One of the prominent flags was the Southern flag. I saw a number of black leaders yesterday and commentators putting up this question. How would the mob have been handled if it were a Black Lives Matter protest in which they breached the Capitol?
Right on. That is exactly right. Can you imagine if this was a black protest at the Capitol and they took over the Capitol? There would be hell to pay. But no, these were white protesters. And as a result, there's a double standard. And these are the people who have been incentivized by this president. And he is going to have to be held accountable for what he did. When you see smoke coming out of the Capitol and people being found with bombs in the Capitol, this is not just child's play. This is disaster. And by the way, David, take a look at the leadership. Schumer is right to say, I'm the majority leader now. McConnell, for his part, is pulling back, and we are not seeing the old Trump supporter. We are seeing somebody who has real problems with Trump. And not only McConnell, Pence. So what we have here is all the chickens coming home for Trump. I don't know what he's been up to. I've never understood the Russian thing and all the rest. But now we have a pretty good idea of a man who tried to take over the American government. Not since Aaron Burr have we seen this kind of perfidy, traitorship, you name it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.